With your Radio on the Go Sunday morning sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. Taking a look at finals yesterday, wrapping up the state baseball tournaments across the state of Iowa. Class 3A and 4A held their title games yesterday, both played in Iowa City. In 3A, Marion is your champion with a 7-6 win in a great ball game against Dubuque Wallard Catholic. And up to 4A, Pleasant Valley is the 2021 4A champion in the state of Iowa after a 14-5 win over Johnston. Head out to your local fishing area this weekend and cast a line. It's time now to take a look at our latest fishing report, courtesy of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. At Beads Lake, slow conditions are reported on both black crappie and yellow bass, while bluegill fishing remains fair. You can fish for bluegill from the shore, and anglers recommend using a small piece of crawler fished under a bobber. At Clear Lake, the water temperature has climbed lately up into the low 80s, and the lake presently sits 4.3 inches low. Water clarity was added to the report this week and is currently reported at 25 inches. Conditions are good when casting a line for channel catfish, while slow to fair on bluegill, walleye, and yellow bass at Clear Lake. Best bites are noted as being in the early morning hours. Lake Cornelia may be the place to hook into a channel catfish this weekend, as anglers report good conditions using crawlers and chicken liver. Best bites at Lake Cornelia on catfish come after sunset. Lastly, it's fair conditions all around at Upper and Lower Pine Lake in Eldora. Fishing for black crappie and largemouth bass are both reported as fair at this time. For information on the lakes and rivers in north central Iowa, contact the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office at 641-357-3517. A second publication has placed the Central College football team in its preseason rankings, as College Football America Yearbook has them listed at 19th in the NCAA D3 preseason poll. Central was previously tabbed as the 11th ranked team in Lindy's National College Football Magazine preseason poll. Central, which captured a share of its 31st conference championship in 2019 and gained its 21st Division III playoff berth, finishing with a 10-2 record, posted a 2-0 mark in its abbreviated 2021 spring season. The University of Mount Union of Ohio is the preseason top-ranked team in this particular poll. Coach Jeff McMartin has posted a 128-42 mark over 17 years. The Dutch opened the 2021 campaign September 4th at St. Olaf College of Minnesota. Some area athletes that headline this Central football roster this year include Jack Heron of Applington Parkersburg High School, Austin Canuck of Grundy Center, and Aaron Rolfs of AGWSR. Iowa's Joe Wieskamp and Luca Garza were both selected in the second round of the NBA draft. Wieskamp was selected by the San Antonio Spurs with the 41st pick. He became the first Hawkeye to be drafted since 2015 and the highest draft pick since Ricky Davis went 21st overall in 1998.
My agent called me a couple picks before and said, San Antonio is taking you at 41. That was a team that we had circled from the beginning as a team that we thought was a really good fit for me. So it's just an extremely exciting moment. Just so thankful to be, have this opportunity to play for the Spurs.
Wieskamp says he felt going into the draft that the Spurs would be a good fit.
I think it was a combination of culture, fit, development, just kind of like what they had in mind for me and, how I was going to progress, and just thought it was a really good fit.
Wieskamp helped his draft stock with a strong performance at the NBA Combine.
Everyone knew going into it I was a great shooter. I mean, I shot it at 46% throughout the college season, so anyone can look and see that and just realize how good of a shooter I was. But I think people realize after watching the Combine is how athletic that I was too. I just think I'm going to continue to develop. I think that, my games can only get better, and my body's going to get better. It's going to get stronger. And so I think people just realize and see the potential there.
As for Luca Garza, he was taken by the Detroit Pistons with the 52nd overall pick after a senior season in which he was named the National Player of the Year. Former NIAC track and field standout Relly Caputin will realize a lifelong dream Sunday night at the 2020 Summer Olympics. Caputin, who competed at NIAC in 2014-2015, will compete for her home country of Papua New Guinea in the preliminary rounds of the women's long jump beginning at 7:50 Central Time on Sunday. Sunday. The finals are set for Tuesday. Caputin, who is 28 years old, qualified for the Olympics with a jump of 6.42 meters, which is 21 feet and 3/4 of an inch at the Festival of Athletics in Townsville, Queensland in June. Caputin was one of 32 athletes selected to compete in the women's long jump. While at NIAC in 2014-2015, Caputin competed in all three of the jumps, long jump, triple jump, and high jump, and she owns the school's indoor track and field records in the long jump, triple jump, and high jump in 2015. She is the school's outdoor track and field record holder in the long jump and triple jump, both set in 2015. National sports news now from the Associated Press. Caleb Dressel became the fifth swimmer and fourth American to win five gold medals in a single Olympics, finishing first in the 50-meter freestyle and anchoring the victorious 4x100 medley relay. Dressel cruised to a relatively easy victory in the 50 meters with a frenetic dash from one end of the pool to the other in just 21.07 seconds. He later swam the butterfly leg as the American set a world record in the 4x100-meter relay with a time of 3 minutes and 26.78 seconds. American Bobby Fink displayed a strong finishing kick in winning the grueling men's 1500-meter freestyle race at the Tokyo Games. Just as he did in winning the 800-meter freestyle, Fink stayed close throughout the 30-lap race and turned on the speed at the end. He touched in 14 minutes, 39.65 seconds. American Hannah Roberts was a silver medalist in BMX Freestyle's Olympic debut, an event won by Britain's Charlotte Worthington. Worthington crashed on her first run but pulled out all the stops in her second, delivering the first ever 360 backflip in a competition. And Raven Saunders of the United States took the silver medal in the shot put with a throw of 19.79 meters. United States gymnast Simone Biles has pulled out of the individual floor exercise at the Tokyo Games. That leaves her with only the balance beam for a chance to come away with a medal at the Olympics. Biles hasn't competed since withdrawing from the team event last weekend and isn't sure she'll participate in the beam. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramine.